Over the course of the past few months, I've covered the breadth of Tennessee on assignments for my digital media podcasts. When time allowed, at the conclusion of an interview when the subject had made mention of Trump, I'd ask if they might share their feelings about why they support Trump. Judy Rann is an 80-year-old lifelong resident of Jackson, Tennessee. She grew up as a sharecropper's daughter, and today she volunteers at the Carnegie Center for the Arts and History in downtown Jackson.
Is it okay for me to say I like Trump? I think the Lord, like David, I think the Lord appointed Trump for this time. Our nation is in a lot of turmoil and division. And I, along with all of my Christian friends, I know we pray for Donald Trump daily. You know, I'm not saying he's perfect. No. I'm not perfect. Lord knows I'm not perfect. But I think the man is going to try to make this country a better place. And I hope I'm not offending any Democratic people or anything. But, you know, they have ruined the Democratic Party. The Democrats used to be a good party, like Trump is. I mean, he wants the best for this country. And he wants the economy to be better. He wants Christian values brought back. Good common sense stuff. Better education. You know, I'm thankful and I praise the Lord that I feel like he's appointed Trump for this time in our nation.
Clark Shaw owns the Casey Jones Home and Railroad Museum in Jackson, Tennessee. He's also the local coordinator for Franklin Graham's, Billy Graham's son, Decision America Tennessee Tour.
I voted for Donald Trump. I like what he says most of the time, and I like most of his views. Mainly that, you know, that government needs to really get out of the way, let the American people thrive by, you know, less government intrusion into our lives. There's some really terrible things happening around the world, and we need, in my mind, a stronger military to fight off these. You know, that was Reagan talked about peace through strength, and I believe that with all of my heart, and I think that's what we haven't had the last number of years, and I think that's what he wants to get us back to. And I'm a conservative. We're faith-based in our business. And so as a Christian, I have real issues with some of the stands that Hillary Clinton took. And so especially in the area of life. And, you know, I'm very pro-life, and I think a lot of people in America are. And I think as the technology develops and you have 4D ultrasounds that show that's a baby in that womb, you know, it's not a glob. I think that more and more people are saying that is life, and we need to protect it. If we don't protect the most innocent, what else? Everything goes. Everything can go. And so I like his stance, generally speaking. Now, I wish he would sometimes just not tweet some of the things he tweets. You know, I understand why he tweets, as he bypasses the media that doesn't like him at all. And I get that part, but I just wish he'd be a little more careful. I wish he would talk to Mike Pence a little bit more about some of the things he tweets about before he tweets them. And so, but I think in my mind, for me, I was praying a lot. I was literally praying a lot the night of the election. And I said, Lord, please give us another chance. Give us another chance as a nation. We've kind of blown it for a lot of years with multiple presidents of both parties. And I said, you know, give us another chance to get this right. And I just think it's a better chance with Trump than it was with Hillary. And so he had my vote.
Jay Harrison owns the Outpost Restaurant at Pickwick Dam on the outskirts of Savannah, Tennessee.
For someone that studies the Bible and someone that studies it to look at and to take a look back and look back at everyone, look at the ones that are angry about this. Look at the ones, if you really study it and you look at the, take a picture, look back at it, why we're wasting time, we're doing things. One, it's unbiblical for people to be fighting against our leadership. That's disunity. Automatically right now, that's already wrong. Because that's what the Bible teaches us, even when I wasn't for the previous president, it teaches us to pray for our leaders. I'm here, he's my leader, I'm to support and follow according there. Then I'm in obedience. So anyone that's outside of that right now, that's disobedience. Disobedience, it causes disunity. Disunity causes division. That to me is one thing that people need to wake up to and recognize, because, hey, this is the way it is. He's in office. He's in office there. Am I supportive of Trump? Yes, I am.
Do you ever question some of the things he's doing?
Oh, yeah, no question about that. I mean, there's no question. I mean, who's show me the perfect man. You know, show me the one that's going to make every decision the perfect, you know, one. I mean, but as far as when it comes down to certain stances and certain things that needs to happen in this country, you cannot paint a picture, as they were previously doing, that America is great. Everything in our country is just growing when it's not. He has stood on absolutely ever since NAFTA in 1992, ever since President Clinton, they signed NAFTA. Then you went to the WTO, the World Trade Organization. Look at what happened in the South. Look at the jobs here in the South. Look at the ghost towns here in the South. We can't build America to a point to where all of a sudden it's only jobs from the top upper echelon. You got to have from A to Z. You got to have from A to Z, because not everybody wants to be a doctor. Not everybody wants to be a lawyer. Some people are happy and just as important as being a janitor. It doesn't matter, because you got to have each one of them to make all this work.
The wall. Any thoughts on that?
Is it a waste of money? Let me give you this analogy. And this is, something's got to be done. We're all in agreement there. I think that's where we got to start. We're all in agreement. Something's got to be done. Okay. I'm all in agreement with everybody. And it needs to go through the legal way and everything there. I have a gentleman that's a customer of mine here. He's from Cuba. He's here illegal. He comes in here. I've asked him if he wanted to do something on the report with me, because he's in agreement with Trump. And he's trying to get his papers done, trying to get everything done. But he understands why, and he's in agreement with this. And even if I said, what if you get shipped back? He said, then I understand. That's my choice. I got to do that. But the thing, back what you're saying regarding into the wall and everything that's there, best analogy I can give you on that is when I was building this little wood deck over here on the side of this building, I watched and I studied people. And every woman, every lady, would pretty much a lot of them would come up. They would look at it and they would say, this is great. This is nice. Every man used to come up to it and they say, hey, why didn't you do it this way? Why didn't you do it this way? Why didn't you do it this way? In my book, what's it matter as long as it works? We're making an effort. You know, we can learn from it. But at least we're making some kind of stride to address something that needs to be done. And we're not maybe, you know, yes, we can take some money that we're pouring in from other in foreign countries from different wards. Let's do something here to begin to protect our home. We got to do something, you know, and at least to start.
He spends so much money going to his resorts every weekend. Don't you think that's crazy?
I've heard that, and I saw some of that. But, you know, let's be fair about it. If you were to lay dollar to dollar on the table and you were to look at past presidents and look at what they're spending, yeah, I mean, I would be really curious, you know, apples to apples on it, and being honest, complete transparency. You know, the man's got his family, his home, his things that's there. You know, we've elected him to be part of, our leader. You know, let him be our leader. Let him do what needs to be done. Then other than that, if it's in the Lord's will for him to be there in the next 4 years, then you know what? It'll happen. If it's not, because that's what I've realized in people, God's the one that moves in people. He's the one that puts people in position. Can man buy a position? Yeah, they can buy a position. But I can tell you this every time. Man's the one that tries to buy it, or they try to talk their way into it. But it never lasts. It never lasts. But when God puts somebody into position, watch what happens. Watch what stays. And we can look at that back from in history, you know, to what takes place in that. And I'm just saying in my heart, there's no way from his strategies and no ways that he's done into this. And honestly, you can't say it was Trump that put him in position. We know it's had to been a miracle, because it had to been God, because it sure wasn't Trump. I mean, really, truthfully, because all his bantering and all the other stuff, I don't care for all that, but it's, you show me the perfect man that can't get caught up in that. I mean, you know, he's battling it back, and you know, to be honest with you, they need to. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there that does. We're wasting time spending on things that it's taking away productive time that can be spent helping the people. And that's where we truly need to be dressing our home and everything here. One thing that we've had a problem with over the years is everybody keeps going next door neighbor, going to our country, going to a foreign country. Well, it's kind of like a man that doesn't take care of his wife at home. Eventually somebody else slips into the home, and then it begins to tear apart the home. We're dealing with a situation where we paid so much attention all these years everywhere else that we forgot about our home. We got to get back to our roots. We got to begin to deal with home. Is it going to hurt some? Yes, it's going to hurt some. But you know what? We got to, for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in the future, until then and everything. Thank you.
Charlie Ford owns the English Mountain Trout Farm and Grill near Sevierville in the Smoky Mountains.
My name is Charlie Ford, and I live in East Tennessee. That's right. Part of these great Smoky Mountains here.
Charlie, tell me about your thoughts and feelings about Donald Trump.
Well, You know, I don't know the man personally, but I do know that he's a good businessman. He's been successful. Good businessman, that term is relevant. I've been in business all my life, and you're going to have some people that have you stepped on fingers and toes over the years and that hate you, and you're going to have helped a lot of people, and they're going to love you. So I understand and relate to his position in a lot of matters. Not everybody is going to like you because you're a successful businessman. That being said, I think he is a fair-minded person.
What do you think about his tweets and some of the things that he says?
Well, we come from different backgrounds in terms of parts of the country. He is from the north, and I am clearly from the south, and that is that language is hard for a guy like me to understand. We wouldn't talk that way even hardly in private. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I have friends that are from that part of the country, and that seems to be a common theme or thread of the way they handle themselves with language. Not saying that it's good or bad, mm-hmm. right or wrong, or indifferent. It just is a culture, a way of communicating, so to speak. I don't understand that, but I'm not trying to be judgmental about it either. I'm saying I would forgive, because I've been forgiven, I would forgive, yes, sir.
Do you have health insurance?
I do have health care, yes, sir.
Who is it through?
I have Humana, and it is the marketplace insurance. The system, the way it's set up currently, is going to bankrupt our country. I think that it is a noble intent and noble idea, and I think it was given in the spirit of helping people, which is not a bad thing from nobody's perspective. That being said, you can't drown everybody for the sake of the somebody. So in order to help people, you have to back up and rethink that concept, and I think that is what they're trying to do now, is rethink the idea of health care so that it works and can be sustainable. For the most part of all of our lives, we've been uninsurable anyway, to the degree that you're speaking about. Pre-existing conditions have been a problem or a circumstance throughout, you know, my time on this planet. But that being said, we can cure a lot of things, and that's certainly one of the things that we can cure. It's not like the industry has not made enough money, or there's still not enough money to be made, that we can't work those things out. Mm-hmm. I think that the right heads of talking about this, the smart people that we have in our country and other countries, we can draw off of all of that and come up with a way that we can take care of people who have difficulties and problems and be fair about it.
To this day, right now, you're still...
I am a conservative style person. My religious background would have me be neutral in the way of politics, so I'm not a political person, but I live in this country. Therefore, I want whoever is in charge of our country to succeed, but I do think that, as my personal opinion, I think Trump's got it right. I think he's a good man at heart. I think he's not a perfect man by no means, but there's not one of us sitting here having a conversation that could say that we're a perfect man. Only one of those ever lived.
Going back in time, did you support Obama because he was our president?
Yeah, I would say that I supported him. I didn't agree with him on a lot of issues, most any issues, as a matter of fact. But I think he had some good ideas and good thoughts. I just disagreed with the concepts and the ways that he went about implementing those ideas. And again, it wasn't a right thing, a left thing, or any of those type of things. It was, I live in this country, and I wanted it to do well, and I certainly have an opinion on, you know, whether it's headed in the right direction or the wrong direction, and that's the way I felt about it.
Charlie Ford, thank you for sharing.
You're absolutely welcome.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tennessee.
84-year-old retired medical missionary and physician John Freeman oversees the Green Frog Farm wedding venue and bed and breakfast in Alamo, Tennessee.
Well, my wife and I both were not very enamored with Trump to begin with. I thought, anybody that makes their living on gambling, I said, how can that guy be a good president? But then as it progressed, I began to see more of him in a good light. He had some warts, of course, but his promise to put a Supreme Court justice in there that was conservative, and I thought was, and he did that. And then the Justice Department, he put a good guy in there. And then his promise to get rid of all these regulations that are strangling our economy. It seems like that he's going in the right direction there. His foreign policy, we don't know exactly how that's going to rule, but at least he's shown that he's willing to make some positive decisions. So I feel comfortable. I know he's not going to do everything the way I would want it, but the bigger and more important things, I think I feel very comfortable with him. And I think most people that I talk to around here feel the same way. He's still got a lot of hurdles, but anyway, I pray every day almost that God will give him wisdom and guidance to guide our country at this time. We need wisdom and a person with a concept of righteousness and justice that we need. I feel comfortable, yeah.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.